This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The city of the future is not a technical problem. We've been very lucky the last month. Acorn International has enjoyed the help of a smart and adventuresome young woman, Luba Badamburska, from Sofia, Bulgaria, with wide interests in social justice, environment, education, and social welfare. We've tried to embed her deeply in various organizing field experiences to give her tools and techniques that would advance her work in various projects and campaigns when she returns from this Professionals Fellows program coordinated by the Great Lakes Consortium, focusing on younger people from Eastern Europe. As her time runs down for the last 10 days, my piece has been to meet with her several hours a day as her sounding board on various ideas about strategy and tactics. Recently, we spent a lot of time talking about community benefits and how to structure demands and negotiations around the developments in Sofia and along the Black Sea. As a talking point, we've used a proposal offered by Google Alphabet Sidewalk Labs for a huge project along the waterfront in Toronto. She spent some time looking at the Sidewalk Labs website and came in very excited about what she felt it offered. Not having read the model lab background, I was confused. I kept asking her where people fit into these various models. We ended up at the same dock after a half hour of dialogue, but for a long time, we were two ships passing the ocean, which was rare for our conversations. She sent me the link, and I read it in order to get a better grip on what Sidewalk Labs was selling and how my organizing colleague might have found it so seductive. Boiled down to its essence, their argument is that the secret to building a better city is data. They believe for some problems where they cannot test differing realities and make conclusions that they can adapt anonymous cell phone data to determine how people move and then build models or simulations that could be used by transit planners, for example. In another section, they went to some length on population synthesizers that were basically a ways and means to slice population characteristics for planning purposes and then link them to Bayesian networks, which is a mathematical construct that is critical to a lot of algorithm construction. What we were missing became clear as I read. I kept asking Luba where people intersected the process, and she kept answering if they could interact with the models. I had countered that an assumption that this would all be internet interactive left out most of our low and moderate income constituency, and she kept responding that the levels of the stimulations were designed for input. Indeed, people were at the heart of the Sidewalk Lab population synthesizers, but they weren't real people. They were real data points. The notion that there might be real people acting collectively about their interests would have been an outlier point in the mathematics. The notion that there are systemic inequities that permeate the needs and demands for public services doesn't really synthesize. The sidewalk argument is an advertisement for the speed and delivery of big data, which is no doubt invaluable, but there's a hole in the middle where real people fit, but they seem somewhat clueless. Here's an example. We believe convex optimization gives analysts a more logical framework to make trade-offs among competing truths. I'm pretty sure we would be classified as advocating a competing truth. There is no concept in the optimization for power. Describing another tool that is not quite ready for prime time called the doppelganger, they say it will create a synthetic population that matches each of the marginals perfectly. If the marginals are not internally consistent, which is almost always the case in practice, the user must tell doppelganger which of the marginals are more or less important. I'm pretty sure that we and our concerns would be marginals, and unless we're well organized and hitting our fist on the door, the so-called user that determines what marginal concern is more or less important, and it's not going to be us doing so or anyone factoring in our issues importantly. Elsewhere in the model section, Sidewalk Lab lets slip that much of this depends on the assumptions that input into the models. It's probably that same user, a software engineer or perhaps an urban planner, who'll be making them. Widgets unite. We have nothing to lose but our cities if we don't organize now as people. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.